You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and you can also follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer here for our final segment. We're going to start a little bit of a challenge here, okay? We're going to play this throughout the summer. And each week, what we're going to do is we're each going to pick four guys, two pitchers, two field players in Major League Baseball. Can't pick the same guys twice in a season. And Scott and I are going to do a little draft each week, and we're going to see who has better performers when the season is finished. Don't have a name for it yet. I guess we could call it Fantasy Challenge if you wanted to, or something along those lines.
Yeah, we'll find something better. But categories, what are the categories I said? I said batting average, home runs, RBIs,
and then something to do with wins, and then something to do with wins. I don't know. You're the one who
ERA,
set it up.
ERA, WHIP, and
so yeah, the bottom line is we're going to give you four guys each that we think are going to have a big week in Major League Baseball. So if you're a fantasy baseball player, you can listen to this. Maybe you take our advice. I would probably take Scott's over mine, judging on my beginning fantasy baseball career. But we're going to give you four guys each that you might want to watch out for, or just four guys that if you're watching baseball on a daily basis, you can watch and say, man, I was told this guy was going to have a good evening. So, Scott, let's do our picks. We're going to do a snake draft. So I'm going to pick first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick first, and we don't have to pick pitcher or hitter first, but just one guy from each league.
One guy from each league, two field players, two pitchers. Okay, my first pick, and remember, we can't repeat these guys. I'm going to go with Matt Cain of the San Francisco Giants to have a big week.
Yep.
He's had a good start to the year. I think he will continue that, and I think it's a big week with two starts this week for Matt Cain.
Well, I cross him off my list, and obviously we're picking pitchers who are supposed to start two games this
Yeah,
week.
I'm glad you told me that, by the way, because
yeah,
I totally would not
advantage.
Have done that, and I would have been at a complete disadvantage.
I'm going to take, for my first pick, Troy Tulowitzki. He's coming on hot. He's playing seven games this week. That's my NL pick.
And Tulo has not been fantastic yet this year, so it would be kind of nice.
He had home runs in three straight games there.
He didn't do well last night. I know that. So,
well, he's going to turn it on this next week.
Okay.
That's my thinking, hopefully.
All right, go ahead with your next pick.
And I'm going to take the center on this. I'm going to take Miguel Cabrera for my AL fielder.
Miguel Cabrera. Okay.
Yes.
Not Melky, Miguel?
Yeah, Miguel. I have no want for Melky. I'll take Miggy, seven games, three against Texas, three against Oakland.
All right, well, I'm going to think kind of outside the box with these picks, okay? I don't want to just pick Pujols and Cabrera and guys like that. My first field player, I'm going to go with Alex Gordon this week. Kansas City Royals. I think he has a good week this week. I think he is going to have a solid season. I think feeling the pressure from the minor league players below him in a very rich farm system for Kansas City is going to finally push Alex Gordon to have a good season.
He has had a good start so far, too.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And my second field player, I'm going to go with Matt Kemp of the LA Dodgers. I like Matt Kemp a lot. I think he's going to have a fantastic season as well, and I think Matt Kemp will have a good week this week.
Okay, so I now need two pitchers,
yes.
One from each league. And kind of taking your route, I'm going a little outside the box, Gio Gonzalez.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to take my guy. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I still have one more.
Why so, Gio Gonzalez?
I really like him. He gets a lot of strikeouts. He had a really good first start. He's got two starts coming up against the Twins today and then most likely Detroit.
Okay.
That athletic staff is pretty strong. He's a really young guy. You don't know about him. And that means I can save other guys for later on in the season also.
Okay, fair enough.
Second pick, I need my, National League pitcher. I'm taking Yovani Gallardo.
Okay, never a bad bet to go with Gallardo. So I can understand that pick. My final pick, my final pitcher, I need an AL pitcher.
I've got money on who you're going to take. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Well, who do you think I'm going to take?
CeCe.
Nope.
Really?
Incorrect.
Really?
I'm saving him, dude. I'm saving him. Saving CeCe for September, dude. Got to. He's best in September. I'm going to go with Justin Masterson from the Cleveland Indians. First start this year, 1-0, a one-run, seven-inning pitch game against the Chicago White Sox. I think he's got Seattle and he's got Baltimore in his next two starts. I think Masterson can continue. And if you remember at the beginning of the year, I think he was one of my five players. I think that he's going to have a breakout season. I think he's going to be really good. I'm going to go with Justin Masterson for 2 wins for Cleveland this week and a low ERA and WHIP.
Yeah, CC has to go against Boston and most likely Texas.
Well, so I didn't even look at his schedule. I just want to save CC for later in the year, because if we can only use these players once, I don't want to be using all these guys at the beginning of the year and then picking all these strugglers while you have to pick strugglers towards the middle of the year.
I'm perfectly fine. In our ESPN league, the actual legit league that we're in, if you'll notice, I'm actually streaming my starting pitching right now because I did so poorly in the draft.
What do you mean you're streaming your starters?
By that, I mean I'm picking a new starter every day, probable starter.
Yeah.
So I have one guy that I dropped originally, and I just keep rotating new guys in. And so I think I had
I think I've got like 19 starting pitchers on my team at this point. I went with Jake Peavy because he's on the DL, and I'm like, psh, I'll just save him just in case he starts doing well. And then I just randomly started picking up more pitchers. I drop a field player and pick up another pitcher. So
yeah, well, then one guy who I might actually keep, Edwin Jackson. Really surprising. 13 strikeouts.
I told you he was going to do good at the beginning of the year. Edwin Jackson always does well at the beginning of the year. We'll see how he does towards the middle of the year. We'd like to thank our guests. We had Kirkland Crawford, Detroit Free Press, as well as Jamie Samuelson. He's a blogger for the Free Press, as well as WCSX.com in Detroit. Appreciate you listening. Enjoy the Masters this weekend. This weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.